The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Hey, Dr. Batar, I got to tell you something Ty told me, but don't tell Ty I told you, okay?
You're going to say this on the radio, right?
I guess everyone else can hear it, too, but Ty said you really rocked it out on Coast to Coast AM the other night. You and he were on, and he said you did great. Don't tell him I told you. He said, don't tell Dr. Batar that I said he did great.
Oh, well. Yeah, he called me. He sent me a text afterwards, and he said it was good. I mean, I didn't really know what they were looking for, but I just did my thing, and it was it ended up being well received. So I'm glad it was well received.
Yeah, you know, if this keeps up, people are going to think you guys like each other or something.
I know. we can't damage that reputation that we have standing. Actually, you know what? I think we pretty much damaged it at Dr. King's event because.
Yes.
We were both sitting in the back. You remember you were sitting in the front, right?
I was kind of moderating that whole panel that you were on, and you guys were...
The moderator. That's right. Remember, you were standing on the side. That's right. You were keeping us all in check. But if you remember, Ty and I were sitting in the back, and everybody else was sitting in the front. And I saw some images that one of my staff members posted on Facebook, and it looked like that we had our own little monkey show going on in the back. And Dr. King came up behind us and, you know, had his... arms around both of our necks, so we weren't sure exactly what, but we didn't know what was going to happen, but we felt like we'd been about to be reprimanded.
Yeah, well, he's a doctor of chiropractic as well, so he's probably just adjusting you to keep you in line.
Well, it was it did feel good. It felt really good.
Oh, yes. So. He's got a good healing energy, but yeah, it was hilarious, you guys together. Well, you know, we all have a great time together, and I think there's a picture from that event, too, where you guys are on either side of me, and I'm literally falling down laughing about something. I don't know what it was, but it's just like one of those moments where you capture. And I love the fact that we over the years that we're together, we cover some very serious topics, you know, but we leave room for that. Vitamin L is the love, also the laughter, that so many, you know, because it gets pretty serious, it can get pretty scary. I've talked about the Ebola thing because I have to follow it with Super Don, all these stories that you don't have to pay attention to, but people are, you know, living in a heightened state of fear and anxiety all the time now.
Yeah, I think that it's probably a camaraderie that you see in all high intense type of groups. For example, when I was with the SF, when I was in the Army,
mm-hmm.
it was with the Second ID group as well, and when I was attached to the 101st Air Assault Division, it was the same type of thing. You know, a lot of these guys, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know when the next call is going to come. You don't know where you're going to be deployed half the time. You know, you got to take off your dog tags half the time. You just don't know what's going to happen. But it's a very jovial attitude because you realize that the little things just don't matter. I mean, at the end, you don't know when it's your time, and you realize it's a journey, and you realize it's a trip, and you just enjoy the trip. You know, it's a cool ride, and you just enjoy it. And so there's no reason to get so enamored and so worked up about your own your own baggage, really, is what it comes mm-hmm. down to. Today I had a patient I was mentioned to you over the air, before we got on the air, somebody who's known me a long time. I took care of his wife. She had a diagnosis of cancer over 10 years ago and had been given a 6-month prognosis, and we took care of her, and she came out of it and lived for almost another 10 years. So this guy knows he basically knows our track record. He's known us for a long time, but now he was diagnosed with cancer and he was in the clinic. And we had this conversation, and it was one of those things that he had a friend with him, and he was very, very upset and anxious, and his respiratory rate was really fast, and he had the metastasis to his lungs, and from his colon, metastasis to lungs and liver and lymphatic system. And we started talking, and I was just talking like I'm talking to you, and less than 3 minutes, his rapid respiratory rate came back to normal. just he's talking away normal. And then I pointed out to the friend that was with him, and he said, yeah, it's very, very conspicuously obvious that how his breathing rate changed. And I said, it's because of the anxiety, the fear, the unknown, the prognosis of one oncologist saying, this is the worst case I have ever seen in my life. And I said, listen, mm-hmm. you just walked into my office. I can't even tell you your color, your skin's great. You've obviously been doing certain things, continued from the last 10 years that what you learned when I was taking care of your wife. You're walking, you're talking, you're not dependent on a wheelchair. You know, what do you mean the worst case? You got a stage 4 cancer with 4 different sites metastasis to 4 different sites, and you look great. So when somebody says that this is the worst case I've ever seen, the guy must not have seen very much cancer. And the friends start laughing because, yeah, that's actually exactly what the second oncologist said, that, you know, that first oncologist must not have seen so much. But it enamors a person and gets them so worked up because they put the doctors on such a high pedestal. And so I think that laughter, the suit you're talking about, the laughter, the vitamin L, love, you know, I talk in my book, I talk about it as the laughter. I think it's so crucial to all aspects of life because it brings down everything into a into an even playing field. You know, it makes you realize that it's all cool. Everything's good. Whatever it is, it's good. And
you're not dealing with a demigod doctor. You know, I was talking to a woman this evening, an elderly woman, very nice, sweet lady. Who had just, she had had breast cancer in the past and had it removed, and she now had gone in because she had an endoscopy of some kind. No, actually, what was the kind where they're coming in through the planet Uranus to look in the colon there? Colonoscopy.
And,
yeah, and they found another cancerous growth. They removed it, but there was some drainage still happening, and she's going back to consult with the surgeon, and the surgeon says, I'm not going to do the surgery unless you go on chemotherapy. And she's like, they didn't say that I had this metastasis all over my body. There's nothing else going on. Repair me. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. And she talked to me about it. I said, you know, find another surgeon. That's outrageous, you know, that the way he
that's
was treating.
That's a very, very common thing, though, Robert.
Yeah.
That is a standard operating procedure. That's modus operandi for most doctors. Do this, or we're not going to do our part. Meaning that, you know, they're, in their world, if you're not doing... if you're not doing what they're asking you to do, you're basically setting them up for failure. And so they don't want to have that failure, so they want to make sure that you followed all the, quote, standard of care so that they don't get in hot water. And it's a it's very disturbing, but it's very common.
And I told her to find another surgeon, and she already did, and she said, yeah, I found someone who'll work with me. I said, great. And it was great because, you know, with what little information she had, she wasn't overly intimidated, where I could see they could easily do that to look at her and she would be a pushover, but she knew she stood her ground because she said she felt something was wrong in her gut on that level. And I said, that's beautiful. I love that. That you didn't bow down to the pressure of someone who is playing an intimidation game. You don't need that. I said exactly what we're talking about right now. You need people that are going to love you and uplift you and laugh with you. And even your doctor, that should be, you want to feel good around your doctor. Even if they're doing something we might disagree with, it's going to be a whole lot better if that doctor has that life spirit flowing through him or her rather than an authoritarian hammer blow with every visit.
Yeah, and this is a very important thing because you don't know what's going to happen when the doctor is in a situation of control and you're not aware. For example, when you're under anesthesia, I'll give you a perfect example of a lady that I'm treating right now who has 2 different primary tumors, and she's actually a pharmaceutical rep, was a pharmaceutical rep, an ex-pharmaceutical rep, and very, very against Big Pharma now, obviously. But it's interesting that her surgeon had opened her up to place a port, and when they went in there, it was interesting that they found it. The surgeon opened her up, and when he went to place a port, just wanted to look around and saw that what he thought or what the other one thought was cancer. It was something, a lot of inflammatory tissue, but it wasn't cancer. And he went ahead and placed the port. They were supposed to place the port and do, it was supposed to be localized chemo, where they were going to basically, there's certain types of chemo that you can actually administer in the system, intraperitoneal. And so there was actually an intraperitoneal procedure, but they were also going to put a port cath in. So when they opened her up, and they put the port in, then they opened her belly up to start doing this peritoneal chemotherapy. He saw that there was inflammatory cascade, but the tissue was not cancerous.
Wow.
And stopped, closed her up, and told her, this isn't cancer. Now, do you know how many other I told this lady, do you know how many oncologists, surgical oncologists, would have still continued to give you the chemo? And she said, I really don't know, Dr. Tarr. And I said, the vast majority would have. Because this guy had to now admit that he was wrong. And not only that he was wrong, he had to now take a step back and admit that he just did an unnecessary surgery. But he did both of those things. And I told her, I said, you need to go back and thank that surgeon because most of them wouldn't have done it. And had he started that procedure, you would be a dead woman.
Hmm.
And she knew it. She said, I know I would have been dead. So I said, you make go back to that oncologist, and that surgical oncologist, and you thank him because he did the right thing. And very, very few doctors will do the right thing in a situation like that. And that's why it comes back to your statement just now that your doctor has, you have to feel good about that doctor because it's resonating with you. And that resonation is a validation back to you. It's a feedback mechanism to you that if circumstances become detrimental or you're not aware of everything, this person whose energy you're feeling will do right by you. They will do what's supposed to be done regardless of what the implications or regardless of what the blowback is to them. And that's what that surgical oncologist did. And, I mean, I was really, you know, I was touched at the guy. I don't know who the person is. But I did tell the patient to go back and thank the surgical oncologist.
Yeah.
It's not something we see that often. It's
actually a profound story. I'm glad it kind of built on what I was discussing, and you've added so much to that. And that, you know, if you're choosing a doctor, and this could be, you know, choosing a homeopath as well. I've met some homeopaths that are real.
Any healer. Great. It doesn't matter.
Homeopath, yeah.
Chiropractor, naturopath, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, to have that situation occur, to rely that there's going to be a level of integrity that says, you know, I'd rather do the right thing than cover up my mistakes so I don't get in trouble. And, of course, we've covered stories about this where if people were just, you know, let's say if a doctor were willing to say, you know, I messed up, I'm sorry, most people are not going to attack. They attack because they felt like they've been done wrong and the doctors are covering it up because they're instructed to or whatever. So it's another aspect of human relationships. I said you got to have a human being that you're working with, not a robot.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. And you know it, that feeling that you get, what you were talking about, that feeling of comfort, of security, that's that feeling. That's what we're talking about. That's what you need to zero in on.
By the way, if you want to see Dr. Batari still being featured, seemingly every night you're in this thing because you're doing such a good job and the quest for the cures continues thanks to TMB out there. He's go to thetruthaboutcancer.com. If you haven't signed up, just put in your email. You'll get a code to watch it after the show is over tonight, and then you can end up buying the whole series, and you'll see, I think, some of the most profound and simple to understand things are coming out of whose mouth? Dr. Rashi Batari. When we come back, of course, you can go to medicalrewind.com and get the older shows we've done. They're all still good. I want to talk about epigenetics with Dr. Batari, because some people say, oh, it's the cancer. It's all in your gene. Is it really? We've got an interesting story about ice storm epigenetics coming up after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, Advanced Medicine, the Medical Rewind here with Dr. Rasha Batar, medicalrewind.com. If you miss a show, easiest way to download it, go right to the hundreds and hundreds of hours we have together talking about bringing the power to heal back to you. Of course, Dr. Batar's international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, linked up right in the show notes. Just click on the banner, you'll see it, and it'll take you right to it. Dr. Batar, cool story. We often talk about epigenetics, and people go, hey, that's too complicated. I can't do that. But here's an interesting story that covers the ice storm of 1998 up in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. That was brutal. And they went back and looked at the children, the offspring of the women who were pregnant during that time, and they found an interesting commonality of genetic expression. And it kind of maybe can help people understand what this epigenetics is all about.
Yeah, I think that the story proves how incredibly sophisticated this machinery is that the Creator created. And it's actually indicative of how the feedback mechanism that's set up to make sure that we are able to adjust as within our own lifetime, the phenotypic expression of our genome is able to be expressed and changed in such a short period of time. That's very, very fascinating. And it's not surprising at all. But it's,
yeah, what they're saying here is that these women were under a lot of inordinate stress, and somehow, I don't know who had the idea to look at the offspring of women that were pregnant this time, but I think it's a pretty interesting question. Unlike the things that we sometimes we scratch our head and go, why'd they study that? I like that they studied this, because what we learn, again, validates that, you know, you changed the environment, you literally changed genetic expression in that moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
so what...
And it's happening constantly. It's not, you know, it shows that in this short period of time, because the gestational period is only 9 months. So in a 9 month period, there was enough of an adjustment created from the environment to trigger a change that would benefit, or that would be adaptogenic, if you will, to help the new offspring survive in an environment that was drastically different than what was supposed to be or what the parent had been housed in. So it's just I have to say, Robert, best understanding, as you do, how the body works, it is not surprising to see this at all. It's
right.
really, really cool. And it goes back to some of the work that's been already done by some of the scientists where the environment is actually the trigger, and this entire causation factor with the gene being the ultimate regulator of everything has been proven to be, you know, false, that it's really the environmental trigger that it causes the protein to express what it needs to express, and that's the key. And
yes. And this message, unfortunately, didn't get through to, like, movie stars like Angelina Jolie, who are convinced because they have a BRCA gene mutation and they've had sisters and aunts and moms all get breast cancer and uterine cancer of some kind or ovarian, that those organs have to be removed, versus what we're talking about here, validated in science, to say, no, it doesn't have to be that way, but you have to do something different.
Yeah. And you're right, but I think that you and I both know that was more of a publicity ploy than anything else.
Yeah, dangerously irresponsible, in my opinion, because how many people look up to these movie stars and say, I want to be like her, and they have a prophylactic lopping off of their breasts, completely unnecessarily. And even if you have what they might determine to be a genetic proclivity or predisposition because it, quote-unquote, runs in your family, to not communicate to these women that there's something called epigenetics, to me, it's like, are doctors really that far behind? I mean, it's kind of a silly question, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And it is a question that needs to be asked. And sometimes just asking the right question causes a shift in the paradigm to occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also goes to those that are too close, or let's say too quick to cut, so to speak. You know, we recognize there is value when necessary in an intervention means, but in many cases, even the idea of sticking a needle into a cancerous tumor can cause it to spread suddenly to metastasize where it was contained. And so the penchant for cutting or injecting or removing is something that I think it's overused and abused to the point of danger.
Yeah, I think that you're right, Robert. I would have to agree with that. And we see this in, you know, the tracking example that you just gave of the of a tumor, for example. I think that sometimes, even though I agree with what you're saying, I think sometimes the intention of what's mm-hmm. happening also has a huge contribution to the ultimate outcome. Because if an individual is really fearful of a outcome, they can almost create, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy type scenario.
Right. Well, when we come back from this break, more of Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Buttar. He's at drbuttar.com. Of course, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away linked up, and that is an extraordinary book, A Gift of Healing. I'm thinking already, if you haven't gotten it, get 10 copies. My goodness, how good it will be to communicate to your family and friends and loved ones this information, this empowering information. Back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it with Dr. Rasha Batar, Advanced Medicine. Remember, medicalrewind.com, easy way to catch up on all the things. If you're new to this, oh my gosh, have you just entered into a whole new world of health, healing, and empowerment like nowhere else in broadcast media. Dr. Batar and I were just talking about epigenetics, a great story about that manifesting, gene expression changing within the span of a pregnancy, and it was common among so many in a specific environment. Now we have another study here that doesn't get it, but recognizes there's something called epigenetics, but they talk about genetic predisposition in this. Can you explain, help make sense of this story, Dr. Batar? It's on MedPage today. We have it linked up in the show notes. Study links enterovirus in kids to type 1 diabetes.
Well, Robert, I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but again, this is one of those types of studies for me. It's the moment of duh, but let me let me kind of go back a little bit. The study is good in the sense that they do talk about the relationship of the genetic predisposition. They do mention that and how that's an important component of this. But again, the children that have type 1 diabetes, this study clearly shows that there is an increased exposure to the enterovirus. Now, my question is, why? Why do they have a greater exposure to any kind of virus for that matter? Because they're immunocompromised. Why are they immunocompromised? Because they've been given vaccines. So they've had thimerosal, and they've had formaldehyde, and they've had nickel, and they've got aluminum on these vaccines. So their immune systems are dumbed down, and this goes back to looking at the literature for mercury toxicity. When an individual gets a vaccine with an immunosuppressive agent, and then they get a virus introduced in there, an attenuated virus, they also become susceptible to other types of viruses because their immune system has been suppressed by the preservatives, by the adjuvants, et cetera, et cetera. And the beta islet cells of the pancreas that are responsible for making insulin get damaged. They become susceptible to their attack by these opportunistic infections, and they cause basically the beta islet cells no longer to work properly. And so
now, Dr. Batar, let me ask you, am I being unreasonable to say, and I've been positing this for years, that I perceive the vast majority of type 1 diabetes happening in childhood is vaccine-induced?
Yes. It's a genetic predisposition for the inability to excrete, and the ones that can't excrete the poisons as well as the other ones can become susceptible. And the ones that are being injured by these vaccines, I am convinced that's what it exactly is.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, let's put it this way. The incidence of type 1 diabetes is clearly going up. In fact, in the study, they even said, you know, they asked the question, why is it going up? Why is the incidence going up? And yes, we do have a crappy diet. That's true. But worldwide, everybody doesn't have a crappy diet. And yet, type 1 diabetes is going up in the global population. It's because of the vaccines.
Well, and they're promoting in this case, perhaps, maybe we need to develop a new vaccine for the enterovirus.
Right. Why not?
Yeah. The money is there.
Absolutely on the fire and add insult to injury.
Yeah. Well, and it's much like, and I hesitate to bring up Ebola again, but, you know, as I've been looking back in the medical literature and saying, you know, they can't even identify one virus and one cause for these hemorrhagic fevers. There are many causes for hemorrhagic fevers, and they're utilizing technology that is not specific, that is cross-reactive, that takes and amplifies unknown genetic debris and hundreds of millions of times of amplification to find out, oh, yeah, that's the thing we claim it to be. And it doesn't meet Koch's postulates with if you have viruses replicating in your body causing an infection, you can find it and isolate it relatively easily. It wouldn't take amplification of hundreds of millions of magnitude.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But you see, the process is then not conducive to increasing dependency on vaccines and dependency on medications and drugs. And the population would become actually healthier, and so that's not what the desired end game is, and so, of course, we're not going to see those type of things.
Yeah. Well, again, these are the things, when we talk about agendas, there are many people in medicine or even in research that may have no earthly idea. They don't have an understanding like we talk about the body in this way or even epigenetics, even though they probably should with their level of education and training. But in so many ways, the medical blinders have been put on them in medical schools to look only at certain things in certain ways. And so if they're taught never to look at a vaccine, it's not possible that a vaccine could cause any of these things, then they'll never even consider it. And so they're outraged at us for even bringing it up.
Yeah, well, you know, their outrage is not my concern, Robert.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't sweat their small stuff, but they get pretty upset. I mean, I've had some people yell at me recently because, you know, our audience is growing again. We've been getting a lot more exposure through our good buddy Jerry Doyle and the show there. You were just on Coast to Coast AM and with Ty, and that shot your book right back up to the top of the charts, which is awesome. I'm so thrilled that has happened. And, of course, the Truth About Cancer series is opening eyes around the world. Hundreds of thousands of people evidently are now exposed to this message. And it's so radically different than what they've learned in the establishment, let's say, education system all the way up to the doctorate level.
Yeah, it's there's that old adage, Robert, that just because somebody has a high level of education
mm-hmm.
does not mean that they're not ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, ignorance is not it's not that's not a detrimental term. Ignorance just means not knowing the facts. So somebody can be educated and still not be educated. They can be educated,
right.
but they're still ignorant of the fact.
Sure.
So a level of education and a degree is not something that means anything to me. It just means that a person may have a greater propensity to be blindsided because they've bought into a dogma.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, it's not... We see this all the time. I mean, you see people that truly are inquisitive and naturally want to learn, and the more they learn, the more they realize there's more to learn than they realize. And, you know, you feel like that chimpanzee in that poster that's scratching his head reading the book going, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know.
Right, right.
And that's really what life is about, because I believe that once you think you know everything, then it's time for the Creator to take us.
Well, yeah, again, we're out of here at that point. We don't need to be here. And, of course, if you choose to remain ignorant when confronted with facts that kind of don't support that ignorant view, you become an ignoramus, which is different. Ignoramus. Just want to make sure you know the difference. Listen, we got a phone call coming in. Katie's in California calling into the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are on with Dr. Bitar. It's Advanced Medicine. Katie, welcome.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's great to talk to you.
You
love
got
your
it.
Show.
Well,
it's fantastic.
You're on with Dr. Bitar as well. What can we help you with, or do you have a comment?
I actually wanted to talk about how maybe whole plant food vitamin C could be maybe helpful with the Ebola, and it's maybe off the topic of your vaccines here, but
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I'm looking for answers for my family, my patients and things like that. And I just feel like that with the severity of the hemorrhagic, you're talking about the hemorrhagic fevers and things
right.
like that, you know,
yeah.
from the virus and everything. Do you guys have, like, any feedback on that at all?
Sure. And Katie, by the way, are you a healthcare provider as well? You said you had patients?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a nutritionist.
Okay, excellent. All right, Katie, appreciate it.
A natural doctor, yeah.
Right. And Dr. Bitar, of course, we often recognize that vitamin C intravenous in high doses can do a lot of extraordinary things in terms of that. It's different necessarily from eating food with vitamin C in it, so there are different forms of it. I'm a food guy, you know that, but there's a warranted reason for doing intravenous influx of high doses as well.
Well, you know, let me just summarize this, and this is the reason that I think that a lot of the mainstream medical profession comes down on some of the things that we try to do, Robert, is because this type of thought process is, and I please don't take this offensively because it's not meant as offensively, but this type of thought process is what actually makes people in the mainstream laugh at us. Because look, if I'm sitting on the mainstream side and somebody came up with this possibility of a solution,
mm-hmm.
I would say, okay, yeah, go ahead and do that, and let's see how long that works for you, because it's not going to work. I mean,
hold it. You're saying the vitamin C from plants would not work?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you're talking about an extraordinary insult to the system that is not a natural consequence of any scenario that was really set up for the human system to deal with. And let's put it this way. Anything that I'm saying that I would do, I would do it on public TV. I would be exposed to the Ebola, and I know exactly what I would do. I would certainly never take whole food vitamin C and think that's going to reverse that. In fact, I know that anybody who says that, when the proverbial poop hits the fan, they're going to be in an emergency room trying to figure out what to do, because it's not going to. You see?
Well, just one thing I just want to say is that I'm not saying that it's the cure-all, but I do know that, you know, the daily requirements, they say, is only 60 milligrams, but that's if you're taking it from real food. If you were to equate that 60 milligrams to the synthetic ascorbic acid that's on the market, I've heard it's going to be over 14,000 milligrams. You know, I've heard that it takes about 300,000 milligrams of vitamin C from the synthetic just to keep it, you know.
Sure, but Katie, I'm getting a preventive maintenance versus let's say an aggressive intervention in a crisis that could end your life in a matter of days with a hemorrhagic fever, which may.
Right, but we want to do something now. We want to do stuff now, and that's
yeah. I'd have no problem you taking it right now. We're not talking about being in the throes of a hemorrhagic fever outbreak, but preventing it.
For anybody to do that now, it's a great thing. It's not going to hurt anybody, and it's going to be beneficial. But if somebody has the thought that this is going to prevent you from getting Ebola or you're going to treat it, it's just not true. I mean, it's simply not going to work. It's not even close to it, and I think it would be a disservice to people to make them feel like that is a security. Because, look, I'm used to giving on Friday, I had, for some strange reason, I came in with long sleeves, and my staff is looking at me, what's going on? It's 70 degrees outside. I've got chills. I've got 103-degree fever. What did I do? I took 100 grams of vitamin C, and I took MIS, which is a type of silver, intravenously. Okay, so I took 100 grams, which is 100,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So I am a big proponent of vitamin C. Don't get me wrong. But in a situation...
Okay, can I say one thing about the vitamin C, though?
Katie. We're up against a break.
Okay.
Stand by, Katie.
Okay,
we're going to take
ahead.
A break. We'll come back in the subject. It's a great discussion. I love this kind of stuff. And Dr. Bitar is here. It's Advanced Medicine, the Medical Rewind, and we're going to do some more of that. Katie's holding on in California. Great, great stuff going on here. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links. Check it out, including the archives, for free all over planet Earth, right here at GCN and naturalnewsradio.com and beyond.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I love it. This one goes out to the one I love. Vitamin L flowing freely here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bittar, Advanced Medicine, MedicalRewind.com, of course, RobertScottBell.com. And we having a great discussion with Katie off the air. We're going to keep it up on the air. She had one more thing to say, and we'll get this out, and then Dr. Bittar will respond. And again, Katie, thanks for being with us and bearing with us. And what was it you wanted to also relate? I want to make sure it gets out on the air.
Well, here's the thing, is that I know that, you know, that the good doc is feeling that maybe, you know, if you're really getting sick from cancer or Ebola or whatever, that the foods and, you know, the whole food vitamin C's are not going to be the one thing that are helping people. And I was just saying, you know, basically I felt like that you needed to have hope also, because that's part of the healing, even mm-hmm. in the most dire straits. But, you know, I had my son, who had a rare genetic blood disorder, and it had to do with he would wake up with bloody noses, bloody gums, bloodshot eyes, broken capillaries, bruises mm-hmm. everywhere, and tell me that this does not sound like, I mean, he would have a terrible fever and he'd ache all over. He wasn't having diarrhea or vomiting, but he wasn't having healthy stools, and because of our rare genetic blood disorder, the doctors are saying, you know, get him on vitamin C. And so, of course, I'm giving him the little fizzy things. And when I find out how they make that, they take the sugar from genetically modified corn and they use acetone, which is what women take their nail polish off with. And clinically what
right.
it does...
Right, and this is not a form clinically that Dr. Bittar is using, just so you know, intravenously. But,
no, I know. And I love that he's totally, you know, when he does use it, he uses good stuff. I totally get that. But my point was that I was using that, and his kidneys were ready to fail. It wasn't helping him, and the doctor said, I don't know what to do. He said he's 50 years ahead of his time. You know, he had broken capillaries all over his face at 7.5 years old. And to wake up, you think, at one point somebody questioned whether or not I would hit my child.
Right, the bruising was so bad. Of course, I see homeopathic cilicea, silicon deficiencies as well. You use whole food nutrition, and
exactly.
Again, we all support that. Two, again, we're talking also the distinction between triaging somebody with a hemorrhagic fever or a severe cancer that's eating away at their entire system and having to get people from the brink of death back to where their system
right.
functions and they can even eat as well. And, Katie, your points are well taken, and I appreciate you calling in so very much. Dr. Bitar, we're running out of time, Katie. I apologize. But Dr. Bitar, just to kind of lay it out, I think it was an interesting discussion. I think in the end, we're largely in agreement, but it's a matter of the right course of action in the right moment at the right time.
Well, you know, the type of scenario she's talking about with her child, we just had a child. I've treated probably about four children now with similar type of findings. One of them, to the point that the child was having seizures so bad from Ireland. We've got pictures of, I mean, just unbelievable, macerated, that the parents have been accused of abusing the child. Just the whole, very similar type of things, you know, the seizure activity, spontaneous bleeding, excoriation to the point of almost non-recognition. And on top of that, the child had a developmental delay, et cetera, and just a huge cascade, all started after vaccines. The point is that all these types of scenarios, and we've got many of these types of cases that we've seen, it was all a toxicity issue. And the reason her child responded to the vitamin C is because, again, there's an oxidative injury from the metals and from all the seven toxicities, and here she gave vitamin C, a good source of vitamin C, which is an antioxidant, so it buffered her. But to think that the vitamin C is what cured the child, well, let's put it this way, Robert. If that's all she did and she didn't remove the toxicity, she's got a rude awakening coming in the next 6 months, year, 2 years, 3 years down the road when these symptoms start to return again, when the vitamin C isn't sufficient to compensate. The key is detoxification. If you don't detoxify the body, you are going to leave the oxidative stressor present, and it will continue to create a problem. If you take any type of antioxidant, which is great, don't get me wrong, I think vitamin C is great. I use it all the time. But if you rely on an antioxidant and you get an improvement and you get resolution of your symptoms, then you sit back and you go, oh, vitamin C did this, or oligomeric proanthocytin did this, or whatever, you've got a false sense of security, because all you've done is negate the oxidative stress with the antioxidant. And as soon as the body can't compensate anymore and you can't keep on giving more and more vitamin C, because at a certain point you're going to have a cathartic effect, the child won't be able to tolerate it orally, bingo, you're going to end up having a surfacing of the same symptomology.
Right. And we're not saying Katie has only done that. We don't know. We don't have enough time to go further into it, because she sounds like a very intelligent woman and doing some great things. And the success is, you know, as I said and as you said, if you could do it just with vitamin C and that would solve everything, we'd be the first to go, hey, congratulations. But we're concerned about that long-range scenario of the detox of the whole body. And then that includes the mental and spiritual toxicities as well, as you talk about hope as well. So, Dr. Bitar, man, it goes too fast. What a great episode.
It was fast.
Really good. Katie, thank you for calling. Love to hear back from you as well. Very sweet of you to chime in on that and discuss it. All right, well, that's it. Go. The quest for the cure is coming up. More of Dr. Bitar on the truth about cancer. And I've got another radio show to do. Just tell your friends, the power to heal is theirs as it is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.